Welcome to Physics Unlocked, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE and A-level physics. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in the entire specification, waves. Whether you're sitting AQA, at Excel, or OCR, this episode is packed with everything you need to earn top marks. So grab your revision notes and let's get started. Waves are everywhere. Right now, light waves are hitting your eyes so you can read. Sound waves are carrying my voice to your ears. Radio waves are bouncing off satellites to give you Wi-Fi. Understanding waves isn't just about passing an exam. It's about understanding how the universe communicates with itself. And examiners absolutely love this topic, so let's make sure you're ready. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define and distinguish transverse and longitudinal waves, apply the wave equation confidently, describe the electromagnetic spectrum, explain the ripple tank required practical, and tackle any exam question this topic throws at you. Let's go. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the absolute foundation. A wave is a transfer of energy from one place to another without the permanent transfer of matter. That last part is crucial. The particles don't travel with the wave, they just oscillate or vibrate about a fixed position. This is one of the most common misconceptions examiners see, and it costs candidates marks every single year. Now, there are two main types of wave you need to know, transverse and longitudinal. In a transverse wave, the particles oscillate perpendicular to, that means at right angles to, the direction of energy transfer. Think of a wave on a rope. You flick the rope sideways, and the wave travels along the rope, but each part of the rope moves up and down. Light is a transverse wave. All electromagnetic waves are transverse. Water waves are transverse. The key word here is perpendicular. Oscillation is at 90 degrees to the direction of travel. In a longitudinal wave, the particles oscillate parallel to, that means in the same direction as, the direction of energy transfer. Sound is the classic example. When a speaker vibrates, it pushes and pulls the air particles back and forth in the same direction the sound is traveling. This creates regions of high pressure called compressions, where particles are bunched together, and regions of low pressure called rarefactions, where particles are spread apart. Compressions and rarefactions, these two words are essential for any longitudinal wave question. Now let's talk about the key measurements of a wave. The amplitude is the maximum displacement of a particle from its equilibrium position, essentially how far it moves from its rest position. A bigger amplitude means more energy. The wavelength, represented by the Greek letter lambda, is the distance between two successive identical points on a wave, for example, from one crest to the next crest or one compression to the next compression. The frequency, measured in hertz, is the number of complete waves passing a point per second. And the period, measured in seconds, is the time for one complete wave to pass a point. Here's a relationship you absolutely must memorize. Frequency equals 1 divided by the period. Or flipping it, period equals 1 divided by frequency. Examiners love to test this, often by giving you the period and asking for the frequency, or vice versa. Don't get caught out. Now for the big one. The wave equation. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. In symbols, V equals F lambda. This is given on the AQA formula sheet, but you need to be able to rearrange it and apply it correctly. Let me walk you through it. If a wave has a frequency of 200 hertz and a wavelength of 1.5 meters, the wave speed is 200 multiplied by 1.5, which gives 300 meters per second. Simple. But examiners will try to trip you up with unit conversions. If the wavelength is given in centimeters, you must convert to meters before substituting. If the frequency is given in kilohertz, you must convert to hertz. 1 kilohertz equals 1,000 hertz. 1 centimeter equals 0.01 meters. These conversions are where marks are lost, so be vigilant. Let's move on to the electromagnetic spectrum. All electromagnetic waves are transverse waves that travel at the same speed in a vacuum. 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, which is the speed of light. The electromagnetic spectrum is a family of waves arranged in order of frequency or wavelength. From lowest frequency to highest, or equivalently from longest wavelength to shortest, the order is radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. A brilliant mnemonic to remember this order is raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Let that sink in. Raging, radio. Martians, microwaves. Invaded, infrared. Venus, visible, using ultraviolet. X-ray, X-rays. Guns, gamma rays. Say it a few times and it'll stick. Examiners frequently present a partial spectrum and ask you to identify the missing wave type, or ask you to state which type has the highest frequency or shortest wavelength. Remember, as frequency increases, wavelength decreases. They are inversely proportional. Gamma rays have the highest frequency and shortest wavelength. Radio waves have the lowest frequency and longest wavelength. Each part of the spectrum has specific uses and hazards. Radio waves are used in broadcasting and communications. Microwaves are used in cooking and satellite communications. Infrared is used in thermal imaging, remote controls, and optical fibers. Visible light allows us to see and is used in photography. Ultraviolet causes fluorescence and is used in security marking, but it can also cause skin damage and eye damage. X-rays are used in medical imaging but can ionize cells and cause cancer. Gamma rays are used in cancer treatment and sterilizing medical equipment, but they are the most penetrating and most dangerous ionizing radiation. Now let's talk about the required practical, the ripple tank experiment. This is a favorite for 6-mark extended questions, so you need to know it inside out. The ripple tank is used to measure the speed of water waves. Here's the method. You set up a ripple tank, a shallow tray of water with a light source above and a white screen below. A motor vibrates a dipper at the surface of the water, creating circular or straight ripples. You use a stroboscope, a flashing light, to freeze the wave pattern so you can measure it accurately. To measure the wavelength, you measure the distance across 10 wavelengths and divide by 10. This is a crucial technique. Measuring multiple wavelengths and dividing reduces random error. Examiners specifically credit this method. Never measure just one wavelength if you can measure 10. To find the frequency, you count the number of waves passing a fixed point in a set time, say 10 seconds, and divide by the time. Then you apply the wave equation. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. For a validity check, you can repeat the experiment at different frequencies and check that the calculated wave speed remains approximately constant, since the speed of water waves depends on the depth of water, not the frequency. Common errors in this practical include not using a stroboscope to freeze the pattern, measuring only one wavelength, and failing to keep the water depth constant. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where good students become top students. First, when a question asks you to define a transverse wave, you must link the direction of oscillation to the direction of energy transfer. Writing the particles move up and down will not earn full marks. You need the particles oscillate perpendicular to the direction of energy transfer. That's the mark-earning phrasing. Second, for longitudinal waves, always mention compressions and rarefactions. These are the key terms examiners are looking for. If you just say, the particles vibrate back and forth, you'll likely only get 1 mark out of 2. Third, unit conversions. This is the single biggest source of lost marks in wave calculations. Before you substitute any values into the wave equation, check your units. Frequency must be in hertz. Wavelength must be in meters. Speed will then come out in meters per second. If you're given kilohertz, multiply by 1,000. If you're given centimeters, divide by 100. Fourth, the command word matters enormously. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer. No explanation needed. If it says describe, say what happens using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show every step of your working, write the formula, substitute values, and include units in your final answer. Missing units on a calculation can cost you a mark. Fifth, for 6-mark practical questions, use this structure. Setup, describe the apparatus. Measurements, state what you measure and how. Calculation, show how you get to the final answer. Validity, explain how you check or improve accuracy. This structure will earn you marks even if some of your science is slightly off. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the relationship between frequency and period? Answer. Frequency equals 1 divided by the period, or period equals 1 divided by frequency. Question 2. In which type of wave do particles oscillate perpendicular to the direction of energy transfer? Answer. Transverse waves. Question 3. Name the 2 pressure regions in a longitudinal wave. Answer. compressions and rarefactions. Question 4. What is the speed of all electromagnetic waves in a vacuum? Answer. 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second. Question 5. In the ripple tank practical, why do you measure 10 wavelengths rather than 1? Answer. To reduce random error. Question 6. State the wave equation. Answer. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. V equals F lambda. Question 7. Which electromagnetic wave has the highest frequency? Answer. Gamma rays. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Waves transfer energy without transferring matter. Particles oscillate about a fixed position. 2. Transverse waves have oscillations perpendicular to energy transfer. Longitudinal waves have oscillations parallel to energy transfer, with compressions and rarefactions. 3. The wave equation is V equals F lambda. Always check units before substituting. 4. Frequency and period are reciprocals of each other. F equals 1 over T. 5. All electromagnetic waves travel at 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second in a vacuum and are transverse waves. 6. The EM spectrum order from low to high frequency is radio, microwave, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma. Remember, raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. 7. In the ripple tank practical, measure 10 wavelengths and divide by 10 to reduce random error. That's it for today's episode of Physics Unlocked. You've covered the full waves topic, definitions, calculations, the EM spectrum, and the required practical. You're well on your way to top marks. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.